Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Bye-bye, Rogers. So long, Nemesis. No more ownership. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Bye-bye, Rogers. Traded to the Jets, overjoyed with happiness. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Chicago's waving bye-bye.
So long, Aaron Rodgers. And oh, God, welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you. For a three-hour ride here on this rainy Tuesday morning with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going and watching our show on Twitch every morning and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And yes, it is official. We've been waiting 40-plus days for this to happen, and now Aaron Rodgers is out of the division. He's out of the North, and he's a New York Jet. I'm one of these guys that will never turn a blind eye to greatness. I know greatness when I see it. And watching Aaron Rodgers, he was great. There's no doubt. And he is great. When you go to Pro Football Reference and you go look at all the greats that he is aligned with in his career, he walks with greats like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Brett Favre and Dan Marino and John Elway, Drew Brees, Fran Tarkenton, Russell Wilson. He walks with some of the all-time greats. But you know the problem with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm going to, well, mix this conversation about Aaron Rodgers, what he did to the Bears, and what his future will be. But off the top of my head, when I found out what happened with Aaron Rodgers, you know when you get this new phrase in 2023 from, you know, Austin Reeves or some of these other athletes that say, I am him? Oh, I am him, meaning that I'm the guy? Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, it's all been about Aaron Rodgers. It's all been about him. I am him, meaning that oh, this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers was about the Packers. It was about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, whether or not he's going to be the MVP. Aaron Rodgers, whether or not Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, is going to take care of him and take care of the Packers, and how there was players and coaches that were let go. And Aaron Rodgers said, I didn't get a chance to talk to management about this. They're doing their own thing. Well, the divorce was imminent between the Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And as a Bears fan, I couldn't be happier to see him out because he was the hammer and the Bears were the nail in that equation. There's so many examples of Aaron Rodgers and what he did to the Chicago Bears. Yeah, I could say it was the Packers that beat the Bears, but actually it was Aaron Rodgers with his right arm. And he had so much confidence going into Lambeau Field or Soldier Field. When he took on the Bears, he felt, okay, this could be a W. You know, there's some really good teams that will take on bad teams and say, oh, when we walk in here, we just throw our jerseys on the ground and we could beat this bad team. And I think that Aaron Rodgers felt that as well. Just when you thought that the Bears could beat the Packers, here comes Aaron Rodgers with some crazy throw, some great antics to be able to help the Packers win. So as a Bears fan, I'm happy to see him change uniforms and go to the Jets. The reason why is because now I feel like the Bears, without Rodgers being in there, have an opportunity to be a better football team. You know, it's interesting to hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager, who says that we're going to take the North and never give it back. I mean, that's a big, bold statement for a team that didn't have much coming into the Poles administration. It's interesting to hear the general manager say, oh, you know, we're going to take the North and never give it back. Well, it's hard for you to take the North when Aaron Rodgers is there. And I tell you, it shows you how great Rodgers is. And again, not a hater. I know how special a player he is. But again, his downfall, the reason why he's changing uniforms is because of him. And now that he's gone, you take a look at the landscape of the quarterbacks in the NFC North. Now it's Jordan Love's turn. Is Jordan Love going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre? That's still to be determined. Because I know that the seamless transition of Favre to Rodgers was amazing. We talk about almost 30 years of dominance between those two in that same uniform for Green Bay. And now Jordan Love is there. And even though maybe the room in Green Bay is underwhelmed by Jordan Love, the thing is that we don't know what he could be. I will just say that he's going to be less than Aaron Rodgers at the beginning because he sat for a long time. But look at the quarterback landscape, Bears fans. So now it's Jordan Love. It is Kirk Cousins with the Minnesota Vikings. It's Jared Goff, man, with the Detroit Lions. And it is Justin Fields for the Chicago Bears. And I want you to think about this. You know the direction that the Bears are going. It's one thing to be optimistic and say, hey, look at this Bears team. They're trying to do this the right way. You know, Ryan Poles told Cap and I in Indianapolis at the Combine, we want to build this thing the right way. And you know what that means, right? That means that they're not going to force feed a whole bunch of high-priced free agents into Chicago in order to get a quick fix. I think all of us love the quick fix, right? Anything that could be able to help our lives quickly, we'll do that. We'll buy anything. We'll do anything we can to get that quick fix to get out of our doldrums, get out of our issues. But for the Bears, it is incremental success. 3 wins to 7 wins, 3 wins to 8 wins, 3 wins to 7 wins. Who knows? 3 wins to 6 wins? Not sure how this next season is going to progress. All I know is that they're just not going to just get any guys off the scrap heap, put them in there just to win a division. This has to be done the right way. As a Bears fan, here's what I want now that Rodgers is gone. It won't happen overnight, but ultimately I want to have that sustained success that we saw in the 80s with the Chicago Bears. In that, you have the quarterback in place, you have weapons at wide receiver, and tight end, I want the Bears to be a modern NFL team in which, I don't know, you utilize a vertical pass every now and then and be able to connect on wide receivers like a DJ Moore and a tight end that you have right now in Cole Kmet, that you have an offensive line that can be dependable at all times and a ferocious defense. Balance on both sides of the football are very important. And this is a great time for Ryan Poles and the Bears because Rodgers is out. And whatever you think of Jared Goff is a decent quarterback, and Kirk Cousins is a decent quarterback. They put up numbers. They've had a lot of accolades in their careers as quarterbacks, but you have the unknown in Justin Fields, in which we saw last year where people already said, oh, Justin Fields, well, we saw what we saw last year, 3 wins, that's who he is. That's not fair. It's not fair for a young quarterback. I know that in today, and by the way, I'm not dumb enough to understand what's going on with that opinion. In 2023, you want to be able to plant your flag as quickly as possible. If I say today, Justin Fields, what we saw last year, that's exactly who he is. Well, I could easily do that. I could do that show. But I wouldn't be true to myself as a Bears fan because I know that it takes time. Even the great Patrick Mahomes, no one was sure who Patrick Mahomes was when he first came into the league. I thought, as a college football fan, look at this guy in this wild double-gun system with the Texas Tech Red Raiders. This guy is just wild. He needs to, you know, calm down, stop running all over the field. And guess what? He became the model franchise quarterback. Everyone wants a Patrick Mahomes on their roster. So same thing with Justin Fields. Now that there's weapons in place and now that Rodgers is gone, I feel better as a Bears fan knowing that Justin Fields has the autonomy to be able to say, okay, no more excuses. I ain't worried about St. Brown over here or Smith-Marset over here or just guys on the bottom of the scrap heap as far as the wide receiver position. Now my offensive line ideally is going to be better. And now I've got a tight end that believes now in Cole Kmet. He actually believes. And so now I have a chance to be able to grow. It's very few opportunities, by the way, in the National Football League where a team is allowed a quarterback to grow. There's very few times where, you know, there's times where you can look at a young quarterback and say, okay, we saw what we saw for a year. Let's give him a year and a half. Okay, if that doesn't work in a year and a half, let's switch it out and bring in a veteran quarterback because of the quick fix. There are no quick fixes with the Chicago Bears. This is why this is a great time if you're a Bears fan. It was that way before the Rodgers trade. that you know that the future should be bright. I know, I know. You've heard it before. I've heard it before. You change the general manager. You change the players. You change the quarterback. And you think that things are going to change. But I feel like this is different because in the past, if you're a longtime Bears fan, you know where I'm going with this. Over the years, it's just been that quick fix. Get this key wide receiver. Get this one guy defensively. And just get it. You know, build the team with hammers and nails. And just put, you know, try to be able to hold back the issues with the football team. You try to accentuate the positives and hide the negatives if you're a general manager. But in this case, Ryan Poles has the freedom to be able to build this thing the right way. And in the post-Rodgers era, this should feel good to you as a Chicago Bears fan. So when I just look again at these quarterbacks on my yellow pad with Love and Cousins and Goff and Fields, I feel that the Bears are ready for that next step. I do. I feel like he's ready for that next step. The ability to say from 3 wins to 7 or 8 wins. Why not? Here's what I look at always with Chicago sports teams. I always look at it like this. I feel the same way that the general manager should feel. I say the same things that a general manager will say, whether that's Rick Hahn or Jed Hoyer or Ryan Poles, Davidson. When they say it's not good enough, I say it's not good enough as a fan. When they say we need to be able to improve, I say that we need to improve. So I think that that's only proper, that we look at Justin Fields and say this should be the time for the Bears to be able to take a nice step here in the right direction. Now that Rodgers is gone and being a Jet. Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing that Brett Favre did. Left Green Bay to go to the New York Jets. And you know, this whole thing over the last 4 or 5 years has been about him. It's about Aaron Rodgers. It's not about the team. Whatever you think about the New England Patriots, you know what it's about? It's about team. It's about team. Whether Brady's there, whether Brady's not there, it's about team. Cap, let's get your thoughts here. As I told you my thoughts about Aaron Rodgers, what do you think? All right, Cap, I mean, you've been standing here this whole time. Just tell me, I mean, when you think about what's going on with Rodgers, what do you think?
Goodbye, Aaron. Bye-bye. See you later. All right, it's time for us, the Bears. It's great to see you, by the way.
You haven't been standing here the whole time?
I have.
Okay, then, yeah.
Just, you look good. I wanted to give you the floor.
Well, thanks for giving me the floor.
It's a momentous day because our biggest nemesis is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see that our biggest nemesis is gone. Disappointed that when we have our thing built, we can't beat his ass in their uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think the Jets can win the Super Bowl.
Of course, because you got a burning ticket in your pocket.
I have a ticket.
It's not because of raw football feeling.
No.
It's not because of that.
Totally is.
No.
They've got an outstanding defense.
Ticket.
They have. Hold on, I got more reasons. They've got a great wide receiver room.
Ticket.
They've got an elite quarterback. They have an excellent ticket. Offensive line.
Ticket.
And most importantly, Hoodie.
Ticket.
I have a ticket.
Ticket. There it is. The burning ticket in his wallet.
28-1. It's down to 12-1.
Mm-hmm. Ticket.
I bet it a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is gone. Ticket. Do you need to see Fields?
Now, if they play the Lions in the Super Bowl, I'm going on a really good vacation.
Absolutely. Ticket. Rodgers is gone. Do you need to see Fields become the best quarterback in the division? I think he's on his way, Cap. Now that Rodgers is gone, I think that the Bears are on their way. How soon? We'll discuss. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. But Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. Captain Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7.
Nemesis. No more ownership. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Bye-bye, Rodgers. Traded to the Jets. Overjoyed with happiness. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Chicago's waving bye-bye.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Bye-bye, Rodgers. Chicago's waving bye-bye.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. It's a special morning for Cap and I and for you, the Bears fan, because times are changing the NFC North as the New York Jets and the Green Bay Packers finally have their deal together, and that for the second time in 15 years, the Packers are trading an aging icon to the New York Jets. First, it was Favre, after all those years of Green Bay, going to the Jets, and now Aaron Rodgers to the Jets themselves. Now, Cap, let me just throw this in here before we continue. I really believe that it's incumbent on the Bears. And again, when you're the Bears, you take care of your own house. You go at your own pace if you are Ryan Poles. I get that. But I'm just going to tell you now, before anyone else will tell you this morning, it's important for the Bears to get this thing right. I know they want to do it in methodical at their pace, but I think that the Bears better get themselves in order here in the next couple of years, because of this deal with Rodgers, Green Bay's future is bright as well, because this is a chance for them to reset. It's difficult to find the quarterback, sure, but the haul that they got coming back, where they can get a couple of draft picks early in the draft, one of them probably is going to be a quarterback next year. If you are the Bears, take care of your own house, sure, but don't forget, Green Bay's still over your shoulder. It's a Detroit-Minnesota division at this point in time. But you don't want the Packers to catch you and bypass you. With them going backwards and then going forwards, you don't want to stand still if you're the Bears.
So you look at what the haul is. The only thing that surprised me about the deal was that the Jets got no protection if Aaron walks away after 1 year. If he plays one season, you know what, this wasn't what I signed up. I'm out. They get nothing.
Yeah.
And if he walks away, let's say he plays really well and they lose in the playoffs.
That's likely.
Very possible.
Mm-hmm.
They give up their first round pick because he played 65% or more of the snaps on offense. And they get nothing. They give up their first round pick and he walks out the door. That surprised me. I thought they would have gotten some protection. Hey, if Aaron only plays 1 year, we get this back.
From the Jets' standpoint, right?
Correct.
When you are a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. No surprise.
Right. So that surprised me, A. B, you look at their depth chart. That's a really good Jets team. But they're in a division. I'm not a huge New England fan, that team. Buffalo is Buffalo. And the Dolphins have pushed their chips in.
When you say Buffalo's Buffalo,
they got a ton of talent.
Damn right.
Ton of talent. Now, they lost their star linebacker to us, Tremaine Edmonds, mm-hmm. but they got Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. I mean, they got a hell of a football team. So, are they guaranteed to win the division? Absolutely not. Do I think they will? I do. I think Aaron will be. He said he can't wait to get there for OTAs and mini camps and all of that. So he's all in to assimilate himself to his new team, which is something I thought he should have done when you pay someone $50 million. In Green Bay, and Gutekunst said yesterday, yeah, I didn't talk to him. I would like to have had those conversations. I understand they were never going to happen.
Well, that's because he's not a leader, Cap. That's why. The whole thing's been about him the last 4 or 5 years. And I understand as a leader of the team that you are pretty much the spokesperson. You're saying what's on your mind. But ultimately, the teams that win are actually teams. Yeah. Now, again, head coach, teams. When you Kansas City, you could say that. Eagles, you could say that. It's not about one individual. For Aaron Rodgers, it was about him with the Packers. And I'm here to tell you right now, he might say all the right things, but ultimately the reason why the Packers underachieved is that, oh, it's so cool because Aaron Rodgers is on ayahuasca. He's getting high and he's in a teepee, man. This is cool. It's not cool. Even for a veteran, Brady wouldn't have done that. Brady had his own issues with his family. But the idea that Rodgers wasn't around his family, you know what he's doing? Getting high and trying to get his mind right. That's what he was doing. And I think that hurt that ball club. The reason why they underachieved is because Aaron Rodgers wasn't in there with that group. Yeah, he better be there for New York or he's going to get raked over the coals. He better be there just like he's a rookie in camp. It's a new team. Don't let it be about you. Let it be about the team. He's at fault more than anything else for that Packers underachievement. Him. No matter the MVP, no matter the numbers, it's about him. And that's a problem. The teams that win, it's about team. The last 4 or 5 years, it's been about him.
Yeah, I don't agree. I disagree with you. So you're telling me it's about him and he underachieved, yet he won prior to this past season, back-to-back MVPs, and they decided not to go add help at wide receiver. They didn't do anything to really help the guy.
Oh, the MVP is a team award now. I see. Well, it's an individual award. That's the point.
But you got to have good players around you to win an MVP, and he elevated them.
No, apparently not, because, again, gross underachievement by the Packers, clearly. So you think the booby prize win the NFC North is all the rage? You think, ask the average Packer fan if just winning the North is good enough. It's not in Title Town.
If you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, which is what he is, again, he has his issues. I get it. And you decide, what, 3 years ago, we're going to draft his replacement. Instead of adding on to try and help him win, I think he got to the point. Like, they have to also look in the mirror up there and go, we had two Hall of Fame, two top 10 quarterbacks over the last 30 years. Both guys left, couldn't wait to get out of here. With the same management team, not the same GM, because it was the late Ted Thompson, but the same general structure. What are we doing that's driving these guys away? Why are they wanting to get out of here?
There's success, but there's a limit on that success.
But did you really go all in to help Aaron?
Well, anytime that you underachieve, you always feel like you didn't do enough. That's for any team. That's always the case. But I'm telling you, he's the face of it and has been. You can defend him all you want because I know you want to have dinner with him and you want to get high with him. But that's beside the point.
I want to get high with him.
Yes, you do.
I want to go to dinner with him.
You want to and get high afterwards.
No.
That's a dessert.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely you do.
No, I do not.
Tell me about that ayahuasca thing. Do you smoke it? Do you insert it?
You drink it.
So you... Well, how do you know?
Because my wife went to Peru. She didn't do it, but it was offered.
Uh-huh.
At the dinner.
Yeah.
This is ayahuasca. Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, you want to get high with him. No. And so the whole thing with him is, like, I'm not rooting against the Jets. But just like when Favre went there, I am interested to see what Rodgers is going to do. I mean, hey, he's been a nightmare for Bears fans for a long time. I'm not going to sit down and say, oh, if Jets are on, I'm going to turn on monitor 3. I won't do that, Cap. But I'm interested in seeing how this is all developing. This is a double-edged sword for you because of the ticket burning in your pocket and plus that you're an Aaron Rodgers fan.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
Yeah, when you're a Jet all the way. He'll have that Jet stink on him, and he'll underachieve, and he'll go away in a few years.
Like, I'm going back to 2017. You look at their drafts. 2017, I won't bore you with every pick. Kevin King, Josh Jones,
there we go.
Montrevious Adams, they all played defense. Vince Bagel, linebacker.
Tasty.
I don't think any of those guys helped. 18, Jair Alexander, he's a stud. He plays defense. Josh Jackson, defense. Oren Burks, defense. Jamon Moore, never heard of him. Rashawn Gary, linebacker.
He produces for us. Go ahead.
Darnell Savage Jr., safety. Elton Jenkins, there's an offensive lineman.
Keep reading.
Jordan Love in 2020.
You just proved my point even more so. Keep reading.
Eric Stokes, the number one pick. At defensive back.
Keep reading.
Quay Walker, linebacker last year. Linebacker. Where's the offensive help?
Here's the point. Thanks for making my point even more so. Here's one thing we know Aaron Rodgers is not. He's not Tom Brady. Brady would have won with those teams because he's won with less.
Okay. So you're
wasn't the narrative on Rodgers, too, his whole career that the defense wasn't good enough, and now we're going with he didn't have enough offensive help? I remember watching an NFC Championship game in Seattle when he got gifted 4 turnovers and still lost.
No, he didn't lose. The Packers lost.
The defense got him 4 turnovers. I think they did their job.
Yeah, the ball is in his hands the lion's share of the time. Hey, listen, everyone hears it. You're being very transparent as always. We understand that ticket's burning. You got to make that case, man. If you just wish it and hope it and click your heels, Cap, you'll be a winner. Absolutely. So keep making the choices of A, Aaron Rodgers. They left him at the altar with nobody. Keep making the choice, kid. I hope that you win as your friend. I hope you win. But it's the Jets and Rodgers.
I'll buy you a little something for you and Michelle.
Oh, no. Listen, if it's anywhere else, Cap, on a good team, sure.
Jets. I'm not rooting against them. And we have the poll question up as well at ESPN 1000 on Twitter on how you feel about Aaron Rodgers. Are you against him now that he's with the Jets? Do you even care? I'm interested, sure. But I'm even more interested in how the Bears, how they are able to do, what they're going to do with in this post-Rodgers era. I'm just telling the Bears, now that Rodgers is gone, you want to take the North and never give it back? Get moving here. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Are you rooting against the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? Do you even care?
But during your lengthy open, when you wouldn't let me speak, the interesting thing, and I just enjoyed listening to it, you were very eloquent.
Well, thanks for the pat on the head.
It's not a pat on the head.
Talk show host, eloquent.
I had a chance to just stand back or sit back and listen.
I speak with profundity. Thank you, Cap. Thank you.
And you said that looking at the Bears, they are taking a slower approach. They are not going to get high-priced veteran free agents. I thought that is absolutely accurate. They could have molded this thing into an 8-9-win team by going to get Mike McGlinchey and the kid Draymond Jones and all these guys. And then you'd have no cap space and go, oh, God, we're not that much better. Mm-hmm. He wants to build it with picks and astute signings. And then when the time's right, pounce.
Are you rooting against the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? Do you even care? We're going to get your phone calls in here next. 312-332-3776, our phone numbers. Bears fans, Rodgers is out of the division. How do you feel? On the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox lost their fifth straight game last night, 5-2 in Toronto. Lance Lynn allowed four runs over five innings. The Cubs are back in action tonight at Wrigley Field, taking on the San Diego Padres at 6:40. Justin Steele on the mound with a 1.44 ERA in four starts. The Lakers beat the Grizzlies late last night in overtime to take a 3-1 series lead. LeBron James tied the game to force overtime with 0.8 seconds left on the clock. Jimmy Butler had one of those all-time scoring performances in NBA playoff history. Jimmy Buckets had 56 points in 41 minutes, including 20 straight in the first quarter and 20 in the fourth quarter. Jay Moore.
Cap'n Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Chicago Bear podcast with Pat the Designer and crew. Need more Bears content? Just go to the ESPN Chicago app, click Chicago Bears podcast, and boom, you're right in there. Lance Briggs was a guest yesterday, Courtney Cronin today. Check it out, Chicago Bears podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap'n Jay Hood with you, talking to you about the Bears. It is a wonderful day if you're a Bears fan, because Aaron Rodgers is no longer the hammer, and the Bears don't have to be the nail in that equation. Now the division, Cap, is Jordan Love. It is Jared Goff, man. It is Kirk Cousins, and it is Justin Fields. And one of the questions we asked earlier was, okay, so how much do you want to see Justin Fields take a step? Nothing's changed, by the way. Nothing's changed for me. I want the Bears to take as big a step as they can, because I want the Bears to decide next year, hey, man, you know what? Justin Fields is going to be our guy for the long haul. That's the hope. I want stability in that position, and I think you want it too. We went through Cutler, and that was just so up and down and so unpredictable. The hope is that you see Fields on the rise, especially here in the post-Rodgers era.
So you look at what would be hilarious. I think Tommy said this on the afternoon show at one point. Jordan Love goes out and just plays amazing football for a month. NFC Offensive Player of the Month in September. People here would lose their minds. Then he can fall off the table. It would just be funny. Mm-hmm. If he goes out and is truly their next, I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers, but he's, oh yeah, that's our guy. He's our long-term answer. Oh my God. That would be awful.
Yeah.
Awful. I don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's as bad as we all hope he is. I think he's a solid but unspectacular player.
Jordan Love?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, this is a small sample size. I have no idea.
Correct. Everybody that I trust up there, from Rob Domofsky and Wilde and Tausch, all these guys, he's okay. He's not embarrassingly bad, and he's not the next Aaron Rodgers. He's somewhere in the middle.
But if that's good enough to beat the Bears or other teams in the NFC North, look out.
Yeah, then that's a problem. But if you look at their depth chart versus ours, this is a humongous draft. In our meeting this morning, Shea asked how big this draft is. This is a franchise-altering, arc-altering draft for the Bears. Whether they only stay at every one of their picks, I don't think they will. I think there'll be some trades in there. But they got 10 picks right now. If at the end of Saturday you go, wow, they addressed corner, they've got their starting left or right tackle, they brought a couple pieces in for the D-line. Yeah, we're not where we need to be yet, but boy, oh boy, I see a foundation getting put here. If we end the draft and we've got Tariq Cohen and Adam Shaheen, and it's that we'll be like, what?
Right.
This is a massive 3 days for this franchise. Yes. Massive.
Put the guys in place and you look for execution.
And then just let them develop.
Yeah.
You're not going to win with a bunch of rookies next year. I get that. But I also want to look like we did with Brisker and Gordon and Sanborn and go, wow, there's some pretty good players there. Just keep adding those.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Rodgers is gone, and now the Bears with Justin Fields. They got Goff, man, with Detroit. You've got Cousins with Minnesota. And Jordan Love, at this point in time, the quarterback for the Packers. So, are you rooting against the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? Do you even care? As we go to 290, here's Dave on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. As far as Rodgers, I really could care less about him, other than the fact that he's not in the division anymore, and it's a great opportunity for the Bears, eloquently said, Jay Hood. But I think going back to your conversation, the topic about, you know, how big of a jump does Justin Fields need to make, and I look at this year like there needs to be a significant jump, but it's really like his second year. You know, under Matt Nagy, that was a complete joke. Like, just Andy Dalton starting the year, the whole system didn't fit. He didn't know how to adjust to anything. But if you look at the difference between his first year as Nagy and last year, he passed for about 1,000 more yards. He scored. He had 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in his first year under Nagy. Last year, he threw for 17 and 11. But he also broke the season rushing record of all time and had another 8. So that's 25 and 11. 25 touchdowns and 11 interceptions.
So,
and he's going to have another year of continuity in the offense with weapons, and they're definitely going to be focusing a lot more on developing his passing game. So,
all right, Dave. Glad you checked in. Appreciate your telephone
call. Dave. Look, continuity is a big part that he talked about.
Sure.
You went from Matt Nagy, which I didn't understand how Justin was utilized his rookie year, to last year at the mini bye. Oh, my God. We're not going to win a game. We have got to find a way to get this kid out on the edge. They did all that. But it's unsustainable. You cannot run that kid to that degree. And Justin has said, I don't want to run for 1,100 yards. I don't.
Right.
But you got to be able to protect him. I think he, as I've said to you, post-traumatic stress disorder, standing back there going, bam, got hit again. So they have got to fix this offensive line. They have a couple players there that are pretty good. I want to see Paris Johnson or Darnell Wright and go, that guy's going to start for a decade for me.
And coach him. And get them ready.
Correct. Chris Morgan's a really good O-line coach, highly regarded. But you got to give him something to work with.
If you're someone that likes to plant flowers, or especially our farmers listening that love to plant crops, it's about patience. You want to see it yesterday. I put that in the ground, man. I'm ready for this to grow.
Is that coming up yet?
Not yet. I keep watering it. It's just not growing. I want the Bears to be able to have a steady growth and a sustainable growth so we can all eat whatever those crops are that are being planted by Poles.
Like, I hear these great commercials for Lenny File, Mark's brother, the realtor. And it says, Michelle and I are out looking for a home. That would be you. Mm-hmm. Well, You got to find the home. You got to get the mortgage. You got to sell your other home. You got to pack all your stuff. You got to move it to the new place. You got to unpack the boxes, set the house up. You don't just go, let's get it. I want that house. And all your stuff, just you blink and it's there.
Yes.
It's a process. All of it is a process. And it's going to take more time than I think people are willing to realize.
Are you rooting against the Jets with Rodgers? We want to get your thoughts also about the Bears in the post-Rodgers era, because it's here, everybody. Rodgers officially is a Jet. Let's get your thoughts. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Shot no shot at 8 o'clock right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
So long, nemesis. No more ownership. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Bye-bye, Rodgers. Trade it to the Jets. Overjoyed with happiness. Chicago's waving bye-bye. Chicago's waving bye-bye.
If you missed something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Cap, let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's going to be a New York Jet. The guy that is laid back, California cool in Green Bay, and they love him. Now he's going to have New York writers, New Jersey writers, Connecticut writers. I mean, just like normally in his locker, what do you say about in Green Bay? 5-6 mics, maybe.
But that's fine. You got Wilde. You got Domofsky.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jen Latta.
Yeah.
That's about it.
How about New York?
Oh, and you got Tim Van Voren from Fox 30.
How about New York?
New York, you'll have about 200 mics in his Aaron, can you talk about the weed bar that you were spotted in last night? Like, everything he does is going to be under this microscope.
Are you on the marijuana pills? Go ahead.
Pills.
Let me ask you a question. Do you get high? Okay. Do you get high? Because maybe that's why you were 3 for your last 13. Okay, go ahead.
What? He's lucky, man. He's lucky. He's dodging a bullet.
Could you imagine him on Mike and the Mad Dog?
Oh, God.
I don't even know Aaron Rodgers with us on the fan. Aaron, how are you? Yes, I'm just quick thoughts. Third down, what were you thinking? Fourth quarter, big spot.
Could you imagine? Oh, God. Charlie and Lakemore on ESPN 1000. All right, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Love the show. P1 member here.
Appreciate you.
You guys are touching on what I was going to ask. It's kind of like, you know, with Aaron Rodgers' personality in New York, I mean, if things go sour, especially fast, they're just going to tear him apart.
Right, and rightfully so. That's the way it works there. It works that way here to an extent. But in New York, when they take it really, really personally, if you underachieve, how will Rodgers be able to handle that? I know his blood pressure is always 120 over 80. He's always cool. But there's an added pressure when the press is asking the same penetrating question over and over again on why you lost the game. It matters. That's for sure.
Yeah.
By the way,
I feel like he's going to shut down.
I think that's one of my top 10 reasons why I think that this will not work in New York. And again, it's about infrastructure too, Cap. It's not, you can bring in winning players. Is your organization winning? Like your buddy Tom Thibodeau at the Knicks right now. If you haven't sent him a text, you should. Hey, man, your team looks good. You made the right choice. Got Randall out of there. The other teams were able to rally around him. The garden's hot. But ultimately, it's about Jim Dolan being a dope as an owner. Sometimes you can't overcome that. And same thing with Woody Johnson in New York. You may think that Aaron Rodgers could succeed in New York. Probably, right? But it's that infrastructure. Same offseason. Has any way we can get this wide receiver? Wide receiver? Oh, we don't do that here, son. What do you think we are, the Giants? We don't do that here. So you're not going to give me the offensive line at a time? No, Aaron. It's on you, buddy. You're the new Namath. Go ahead. Put on some nylons.
Tell you what, though, you look at their depth chart.
Cap.
They're good, man.
It's infrastructure, though.
I love their GM. Everyone in the league raves him. He used to be assistant to Brian Pace here, Joe Douglas. Everybody in the league loves this dude.
If you can overcome the bad ownership and bad front office. Sure, go right ahead.
Excuse me, is Woody there? Yeah, tell him it's Joe Douglas.
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
I need you to go on a long vacation. Just let me do what I need to do.
Let me generally manage the team.
Wasn't he the ambassador to a foreign country?
That's correct.
He's back around now because his brother was the steward of the Jets while he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay out of the way.
Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Van Wert, Ohio, here's Jason on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I love listening to you guys every morning. Cap, this is going to be like a... could be a double win for you if that ticket pays off, and ticket. We need the Jets to win. That way the Packers pick isn't as high. I mean, that's just common sense. We need the Jets to win.
That's a
we
double
need Carolina.
Winner.
Yeah, we need Carolina to lose, Jets to win. I mean, that just benefits the Bears even more.
Sounds like you're trying to get into a tournament, all these different factors. trying to get into playoffs.
Exactly.
That's what it sounds
like. Well, if this team loses and they tie and we win, we can get in.
Hey, Hoodie, by the way, just real quick, did you see Luis Robert Jr.'s catch last night?
I did.
My goodness, that was the only bright spot in the entire game. But
yeah, three hits is not going to do it.
No. I was watching a tremendous catch. And again, I believe he's going to be an all-star. The gloves there, I wish he brought his bat out to the outfield. That would help, too. He's underachieving as of late. But then the whole ball club's underachieving, so not a surprise.
Yeah, I watched that game, and I'm like, three hits? Three.
Yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
It's 2-0. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's okay, Cap. We'll just flush it.
3 again?
Oh, yeah, just flushing all the losses.
16 under after 23 games?
What did Grafal say?
I mean, excuse me. 9 under after 23 games. It's insane.
No, you just flush it. You do two things with the White Sox. Grafal says flush it, and Rick Hahn says...
Tune in.
Keep tuning in. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number.
Wow.
Brady and Lindenhurst on ESPN 1000. Hey, Brad.
Hey, I was just wondering, if Aaron Rodgers hypothetically wins this Super Bowl, if he is not already in that top five, top three conversation, does he get put up there if he leads this team to a Super Bowl?
You say, is he top five quarterback all time?
Would he be, if he's not already, a top five or a top three quarterback all time?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say top three, but yeah, he's probably in that discussion.
Yes.
I mean, the greatest, it's not close, is Tom Brady. Peyton Manning's in that 100%. Discussion. John Elway's in that discussion. Joe Montana's in that discussion. By the time he retires, Patrick Mahomes is going to be in that discussion. And there's Dan Marino and others.
Yeah. No, he'd definitely be in the top five. And so, again.
Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, if you win in New York with that organization, Cap, that will put you in that top five conversation for sure.
How about this stat? The last two quarterbacks to win three or more Super Bowls won a Super Bowl in their next team. Mm-hmm. That would be Peyton Manning at Denver.
Yeah.
Tom Brady at Tampa.
Sure.
Aaron's got three.
Sure. Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers with the opportunity to compete in the Super Bowl? I mean, he'll do something that Russell Wilson's already done. Won one, lost one. You mean it? I can't believe, but it's very likely Aaron Rodgers can go to his career, one Super Bowl, and never get back there again.
Right. Aaron Rodgers has played in as many Super Bowls as Rex Grossman as of today.
What are you going to do? I just find all of this fascinating. Rodgers out of the division, and the Bears are what they are. Nothing changes for me today, Cap. Nothing changes because I still want the Bears to be better. But imagine you could just see through the knot hole in the fence a little light this morning. Even though it's dark, you can see a little light this morning because there's no Aaron Rodgers in the division. And we should celebrate that because you want to take the North and never give it back. It's your opportunity to do so, Blue and Orange. Let's go.
Last time the Bears beat the Packers, the starting quarterback was Mitchell Trubisky. Bears clinched the NFC North to go 12-4, 24-17 at Soldier Field. Haven't beaten them since.
Now the celebration music went away as soon as you mentioned Trubisky. Now, here we go. Pick it up. There we go.
Right back.
Yes. We've got shot or no shot right around the corner on a Rodgerless Tuesday as he's in New York. It's up to Fields, Goff, man, Cousins, and Love to figure this out in the NFC North, the new-look NFC North. We're talking about it on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Back in 2 minutes.
Take that.
Tune in.